This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievements and successes have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said today the whole world is saying that it is the era of India. Addressing an event organized by a private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development.
आज पूरी दुनिया कह रही है कि ये भारत की सदी है. भारत की उपलब्धियों ने, भारत की सफलताओं ने पूरे विश्व में एक नई उम्मीद जगाई है. जिस भारत के बारे में कहा जाता था, ये खुद भी डूबेगा और हमें भी ले डूबेगा, वो भारत आज दुनिया की ग्रोथ को ड्राइव कर रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi said today's India thinks big, sets ambitious targets and delivers remarkable results. He said in the past decade, India has become the fifth largest economy and is now rapidly moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi further highlighted that in the past 10 years, India has become the world's second largest steel producer, the second largest mobile phone manufacturer and the third largest startup ecosystem. He said India is among the top five countries in solar energy capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat and Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to attend various programs at Surat and Navsari in Gujarat and Silvassa in Daman. Prime Minister will also visit Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu this morning and will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects in Silvassa and Daman Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Silvassa. Prime Minister will then travel to Surat to launch the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. Tomorrow, on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi will attend Lakhpati Didi Sammelan in Navsari. Today is Jan Aushadhi Divas, the day celebrated to raise awareness about the schemes and promote the use of generic medicines, with an objective of making quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices. The scheme provides medicines at prices 50 to 80% less than the market. It also provides medicines procured only from the certified manufacturers for ensuring the quality of products. Over 15,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendras are now operational across the country, and the scheme has created a promising avenue for self-employment for offering sustainable and regular earnings. Budget session of Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly is underway in Jammu. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, who also hosts the finance portfolio, will present the budget in the Assembly today. This will be the first time in 7 years that the budget of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir will be presented in the Legislative Assembly. The budget session, which commenced on March 3rd with the LG's address to the House, had discussions on LG's address and concluded with the Chief Minister's reply yesterday. There will be a general discussion on the budget on March 8th, 10th and 11th. Sahitya Academy will organize its annual Festival of Letters, Sahityotsav, Asia's largest literature festival, from today till the 12th of March. The six-day event will be inaugurated today by the Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi. The theme of this festival is Indian literary traditions. Over 700 writers from different parts of the country representing more than 50 languages will participate in the festival. In the festival, the prestigious Sahitya Academy Awards will be presented in 23 languages. The festival is open and free for all literary lovers and those who wish to experience the flavor of India's longest-running literature festival. The All India Football Federation has announced that former Indian captain Sunil Chhetri is all set to return to the national team for the FIFA international window matches against Maldives and Bangladesh this month. Earlier, Chhetri had announced retirement from international football, having played his last game against Kuwait in June last year. However, Chhetri's return comes at a pivotal moment ahead of the AFC Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2027 qualifiers third round. In women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated UP Warriors by 6 wickets at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Gujarat Giants will lock horns with Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.